Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Lo, I come. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God. Hebrews 10:7. These marvelous words are an interpretive quotation from Psalm 40, 6-8, which in turn was being cited prophetically as the testimony of the eternal Son of God as he prepared to leave heaven and the bosom of the Father to descend to earth to become also the Son of Man with nowhere to lay his head. He first took up residence on earth in the womb of Mary, then in a manger, then a house in Bethlehem, then somewhere in Egypt until the death of King Herod, who had tried to kill him, then in the home of his foster father in a despised village, eventually on a cross on which his enemies would impale him, and finally for 3 days in a borrowed tomb. And all this, amazingly, was to do the will of his Father in heaven, which he fully understood would include the terrible death of the cross. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. We can never comprehend such love, only believe it and receive it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now we can testify with Paul, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, his faith, not ours, who loved me and gave himself for me. But anyone who ignores that love should note this sobering truth. He who believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.